USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a plan in place for the cruise ship carrying coronavirus passengers off the coast of California. The vessel will be docking in Oakland Monday. Folks on board will be taken to military bases across the country to be tested and possibly quarantined for up to 2 weeks. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says 34 people from his state will be flown to Dobbins Air Base in Cobb County, Georgia, along with other passengers who live along the East Coast. President Trump asked by a reporter in Florida if he will continue to hold his huge COG, Keep America Great rallies. The president saying,
"We have tremendous rallies and we're doing very well and we've done a fantastic job with respect to that subject, coronavirus."
President Trump also saying other countries cooperating.
"We've had tremendous cooperation with other countries and all over the world."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats, 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State. The very latest now on the race from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by drawing younger voters and minorities.
"Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House."
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
"This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in local danger. For his commitment and dedication to public service, again."
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying seven homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.